Welcome to Business Insights with Your Name, where today we delve into the riveting world of corporate strategies, shakeups, and scandals. From Abercrombie & Fitch's former CEO facing FBI investigation, Bayer's bold workforce restructuring, and Citigroup's job cuts to Goldman Sachs' courtroom drama and strong earnings, the Nasdaq's latest stock analyses, the serious implications of the post office IT scandal, PwC's expansion in the Middle East amidst vital career advice for Gen Z, Shein's IPO and legal struggles, Tesla's pay raise maneuver amid unionization talks, and Elon Musk's controversial push for greater control. To President Zelensky's critical appeal at the World Economic Forum amidst a plethora of global economic challenges. In the latest developments from the retail industry, a shocking revelation has emerged concerning the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries. He is currently under investigation by the FBI, facing disturbing allegations of sex abuse and trafficking. Jeffries, known for his controversial marketing tactics and for shaping the exclusive image of the iconic fashion brand at its peak, is now at the center of a scandal that could deeply tarnish the brand's legacy. This unexpected probe into the former fashion mogul's past conduct suggests a serious and thorough examination by authorities, with the potential to expose criminal behavior within the industry. Details are still emerging, and we are committed to providing the latest information as the inquiry continues. Stay with us for continued coverage on this story and for an exclusive interview with a retail analyst to discuss how these allegations could impact Abercrombie & Fitch's long-standing reputation and the broader implications for corporate accountability. In today's bulletin, the Leverkusen-based pharmaceutical giant Bayer is embarking on a significant corporate restructuring journey. Under the leadership of esteemed American executive Bill Anderson, the company is taking decisive steps to streamline its operations and optimize performance in the competitive marketplace. With the Works Council's endorsement, Bayer has revealed plans to reduce its workforce substantially, particularly in leadership roles, reflecting a collective commitment to efficiency. The scale of the job cuts is expected to be most pronounced in Germany, marking a strategic move for Bayer to transition into a leaner and more agile enterprise. Although Anderson's guidance promises a revitalization of the company, not all current employees are anticipated to remain through the culmination of this restructuring process. As Bayer navigates through this transformative period, we commit to keeping our audience informed of the latest developments. Stay tuned for further updates on how Bayer is adapting for a more prosperous future. Welcome back to the Daily Financial Brief. I'm your host, and today we're closely tracking some significant developments from the world of finance, particularly a major update from one of the industry's behemoths, Citigroup. In the latest Citigroup news, the company has announced a bold restructuring plan, the elimination of 20,000 jobs in a strategic effort to boost efficiency and enhance returns, which have recently been disappointing. This move is a part of a broader initiative led by CEO Jane Fraser to streamline operations and address the economic challenges the bank currently faces. Despite the anticipated costs exceeding a staggering $1 billion for severance and reorganization expenses, this drastic reduction in workforce marks a decisive turn towards a leaner and potentially more dynamic organizational structure. Reflecting on Citigroup's historical leadership, we're reminded of John Reed's tenure as CEO. Reed was instrumental in transforming Citigroup into the global financial giant it is known for, pioneering the momentous merger of Citicorp and Travelers Group in 1998 that revolutionized the global banking arena. As Citigroup forges ahead with these sweeping changes, the industry is keenly observing the effects these job cuts will have on the workforce and the bank's future performance. Both investors and analysts are watching with great interest to gauge how these developments will shape Citigroup's trajectory. Stay tuned as we bring you continuing coverage on this major shift at Citigroup and more financial news. When we return from the break, we'll analyze the latest economic indicators and their implications for global market trends. Stick around, you won't want to miss what's coming next. Welcome back, loyal listeners. Today we're diving into the captivating world of Goldman Sachs, where a mix of courtroom drama and financial triumphs has everyone talking, In a surprising twist, Goldman Sachs, traditionally known for its prowess in high-pressure deals and navigating market turmoil, finds itself in the defendant's chair. The former head of recruitment is suing the renowned investment bank for a hefty £1 million,
citing an overwhelming workload that allegedly resulted in physical and mental harm.
This lawsuit is capturing attention not just for its underdog narrative, but also for spotlighting the reputedly intense work culture at Goldman Sachs. Yet amid this legal scuffle, Goldman Sachs is also dominating the headlines with some unexpectedly positive fiscal news. Their equities trading unit has delivered a knockout performance, exceeding revenue forecasts and driving a notable surge in company profits, even amidst challenging global economic conditions. To top it off, Goldman Sachs has made a remarkable rebound, reporting a stunning $2 billion earnings in the fourth quarter. This robust recovery, following what critics labeled management missteps, showcases the company's relentless resilience and savvy strategy execution in the face of adversity. So, my friends, it seems Goldman Sachs is nursing legal wounds while simultaneously toasting to their financial victories. We'll be sinking our teeth further into these contrasting developments, seeking insights from experts and hearing from insiders who can enlighten us on the dual narratives unfolding within Goldman Sachs. Hope, but first, let's hear from our sponsors. Turning our attention to the latest developments in the finance world, here's a consolidated update on several NASDAQ-listed companies. Petco Health and Wellness Company, Inc. has been given a consensus rating of hold by brokerage firms, advising investors to neither buy nor sell shares aggressively. Similarly, MEI Pharma Inc., NASDAQ, MEIP, and Integra Life Sciences Holdings Co., NASDAQ ART, have also received hold recommendations from analysts, reflecting a cautious but stable market sentiment toward these companies. William Blair has revised its outlook for Five Below Inc., predicting a decrease in earnings per share by fiscal year 2025. Such adjustments may shape investor expectations and the overall market perception of the discount variety stores chain. Newtek Business Services Corp. will be issuing a quarterly dividend of 34 cents for its 5.50% notes due 2026 under ticker symbol NEWT, signaling consistent returns for note investors. Epsilon Energy Limited has seen a significant 11.2% drop in short interest during December, possibly indicating a growing investor confidence or a diminished bearish outlook on its stock performance. Lastly, analysts at Northland Cap Inc. have increased their earnings projections for Rekor Systems Inc.'s fiscal year 2023, potentially signaling an optimistic future for the company and attracting more investor attention. Keep these insights in mind for informed portfolio decisions and stay updated with more finance news from NASDAQ-listed entities. We are following the evolving post office IT scandal, a situation that has significantly impacted numerous lives and businesses and continues to develop. Many sub-postmasters and mistresses, whose livelihoods were devastated by the infamous debacle, now live with the fear of imprisonment as a result of being compelled to use a flawed IT system. The controversy surrounds the post office leadership, which faces accusations of contempt towards the victims, especially during a pivotal inquiry into the false convictions related to the Horizon system. Amidst this tangled saga, the post office's own investigator has strongly denied any mafia-like behavior during the systemic evaluation of the Horizon software, which is at the center of the turmoil. As the inquiry resumes, there is a palpable air of anger directed at both the post office and Fujitsu, the provider of the software, whose Europe chief has acknowledged the company's moral obligation to compensate the victims. This comes as Fujitsu's shares have fallen nearly 4%, and the UK business minister has urged the corporation to discuss reparation for those affected by the scandal. Despite the economic repercussions affecting Fujitsu's share prices, the burden of wrongful convictions remains a pressing issue for the many who operated branch offices under the post office's authority. As justice still seems out of reach for some, we will continue to provide the latest updates on this complex and far-reaching story. Stay tuned for more as the situation unfolds. In the upcoming segment of our PwC News Roundup, we'll deliver exciting updates from the Middle East, where PwC is significantly enlarging its managed services portfolio. This expansion promises a substantial employment boost in the area, to the tune of over 1,000 new jobs across strategic regional hubs, including the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. The initiative is expected to energize local job markets and spur the growth of the digital economy. Simultaneously, PwC's chairman offers key advice to the younger workforce, particularly Generation Z, emphasizing the importance of in-office time to succeed in a business world increasingly shaped by artificial intelligence. This correlates with PwC Middle East's commitment to fostering technology talent, with plans to add 1,000 new roles focused on technology expertise, as well as offering enhanced training and development programs within the next 3 years. After the break, we'll explore what these developments mean for local economies, job seekers, and the overall professional environment in the Middle East. Stay with us to uncover the implications of PwC's strategic growth and the insights behind the chairman's career advice for the up-and-coming generation. All this and more is just around the corner, so don't touch that dial. We'll return shortly with the full story. As we continue our roundup, we're following a set of interrelated stories involving Shein, the online retail giant. Currently, Shein is making headlines as it seeks approval from Chinese regulators for its eagerly awaited initial public offering, IPO, in the United States. This strategic appeal comes amidst growing political headwinds that often oppose such initiatives. Simultaneously, Shein finds itself entwined in legal tensions on the fashion front. The company is facing a lawsuit from Uniqlo, a leading player in the Japanese retail market, over an alleged imitation of a banana-shaped bag. Uniqlo contends that Shein has crossed legal boundaries by mimicking their design and is not only demanding an immediate cessation of sales, but is also seeking compensation for the purported infringement. This case throws the spotlight on the broader concerns of intellectual property rights within the fast fashion sector and promises to be a significant test of legal resolve. We will continue to monitor these developments closely and provide updates on how Shein navigates these challenges, both the regulatory hurdles of its IPO and the unfolding legal battle with Uniqlo. In the latest Tesla developments that are impacting both the automotive industry and the stock market, a series of strategic movements and controversial statements are unfolding. Tesla has announced a pay raise for its U.S. factory workers against a backdrop of unionization talks, with the United Auto Workers, UAW, putting pressure on the company. The pay raise is perceived as Tesla's attempt to meet UAW standards and potentially discourage their workers from unionizing. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is also shaking up the boardroom, revealing his ambition to expand his voting power from 12% to 25%. Despite the challenges of altering the dual-class voting structure post-IPO in Delaware, Musk remains determined, even hinting at the possibility of shifting his focus to other ventures or demanding an exorbitant $80 billion from Tesla should they deny him the increase. This has cast doubt on Musk's unwavering commitment to Tesla, as it comes on the heels of Musk garnering criticism for contentious remarks on racial intelligence and diversity issues, a factor that may have influenced advertisers to pull away from his other businesses, thereby posing potential risks to Tesla's advertising income. Finally, for consumers interested in purchasing a Tesla, previously owned Model 3 vehicles from Hertz are now on the market at reduced prices. This is another layer of the Tesla narrative that prospective buyers may find compelling. We will continue to monitor these nuanced circumstances and deliver more in-depth coverage on each story, so stay informed with the ongoing Tesla updates. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm your host, and as we proceed with our global news coverage today, we're bringing you a special update from the World Economic Forum. On its first day, the forum in Davos is already a hub of activity with influential figures ready to address the world's most pressing issues amid economic fluctuations and heightened geopolitical tensions. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is at the center of attention as Ukraine endures ongoing geopolitical challenges. His speech is much anticipated, as he is expected to outline the hurdles faced by his nation and appeal for increased international support. Joining Zelensky, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is set to discuss the European Union's strategies in managing the energy crisis and economic instability.
Her insights into how the bloc navigates these issues will be crucial for understanding the EU's future direction. From China, Executive Vice Premier Li Qiang will take the stage, and his remarks are eagerly awaited for clues on China's economic plans and foreign policy approach during these turbulent times. The forum's agenda also intersects with the latest in AI developments, adding an extra layer of significance to the discussions. This convergence suggests that the outcomes of this year's WEF could be instrumental in shaping the economic and technological landscape ahead. Keep it locked here as we dive into the details of these keynotes and analyze their impact on global economics and international relations. More in-depth analysis will follow after a short break, so stay tuned for continued coverage of these pivotal developments from the World Economic Forum. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and remember to join us next week for another insightful business episode. Until then, keep thriving and stay curious.